I'm here in the Dutch Pavilion with Jana van Heesvik, where you have three pieces of work. Can you describe them for us?
Yeah, there are three pieces of work that actually interrelate with each other. They are all dealing with the notion of cultural competence and competition. And for a year I did research in how the various cultures and subcultures in the Netherlands, but also in Europe, relate with one another and how they actually are constantly in competition with each other. And for that we made a video documentary about various groups in the Netherlands and the way they sport and the way they include and exclude other people. And we bring here a piece which is called Draw a Line. That's 25 square meters of Dutch clay, of Dutch ground, on which you can play as a visitor and a very old-fashioned territory game. And we call it Draw a Line because it's about constantly shifting territory, negotiation of space with one of your fellow participants if you want. And the rules are so modified that if you play this game, you can stand here the rest of your life. You can never win it. Also, the website is dealing with that. It brings the history of gaming. The world history of gaming. It also has 7 new games on it. We developed in a small town, relating to the small town. And you can play some of these games online, but you can also read the stories about subcultures, about a battle, about a war, about cultural consciousness, and it's all there. So all the three pieces sort of belong together.
Can you describe how this field of clay works, how people will play with it or work with it?
It's actually very simple. There are some shoes in case you don't want to get your foot in the mud. And there are knives. Basically, what you do is you make a rectangle on the field. You cut it in two pieces. And one is for you, one is for me. And then you throw the knife in my land. And I have to give you a piece. And if I'm gentle, I give you a big piece. But if I'm not gentle, I give you the smallest piece, which would be, I think, the common thing. And then that part belongs to your land. So it's a constantly shifting negotiation of land. There is a rule book with variations. There's a variation that's called Wanna Play. That's play, Wanna Fight. That's the more aggressive version. And Wanna Act. And in Wanna Act, you're basically asked to create space for the other. And this is an impossibility. Within the given rules, you cannot do that. And I think that the rules that are sometimes set in society are not made for being generous. So in this game, it's impossible to be generous because it's made
For yourself.
Yeah, for territory, for gaining.
And what you land up with is this kind of absolute dissection of this piece of earth.
Yes, in as many little pieces.
So let's move to the internet pieces, which you have displayed in the space, so people can interact with them here, or presumably from wherever they are.
You can also play some games online. This text we see here is called The Street Kid, and it deals with the notion of the fact that old people are always joyfully explaining how nice kids played when they were young. But they hate skaters, they hate breakers, they hate actually the young people that play nowadays. You can find pictures of the tournament that took place in Gorinchem, the competitions that took place, and you can also find some games online.
So you're navigating around an artificial territory. It has a sense of space about it. And in that, you can find these different things, games and texts and so on.
And the radio broadcasts, which are, of course, in Dutch. You can play the game developed actually door Asger Jorn, one of the Cobra members and situationist. And he said that he's so fed up that 90% of the games are dualistic. So he said, would it be nice if there was a football game that was not dualistic, but that had a sort of triangle version? And we tried to play this game in Gorinchem. We developed a three-sided football match. You not win if you score the most, but if you have the less goals against you. So you have to decide with which of your competitors you're actually going to ally.
So I guess that shifts all the time.
That shifts all the time, the alignments. And so you have to negotiate and make an alignment and alliance all the time and deal with that. So, and you can play these games online.
So tell me a bit more about this broader idea which runs through all three of the elements here, this idea of territory, and what brought you specifically to this.
With some of the projects I've been working on over the last years, I noticed very much that if you do an event for Moroccan people come. If you do an event for Turkish people come. If you do an event for Dutch people do. But if you would create an event with, let's say, a Turkish song, a Moroccan poetry, and a Dutch film, nobody would show up. everybody wants to present himself, but sticks within his own narrative. I'm just curious why things don't mix.
And what conclusions have you come to?
I don't know if there, if I come to any conclusions, but I think some in the, especially in the video documentary, what comes very much clear is the goodwill everybody has, but the impossibility to deal with it. Somewhere at the end of the video, there is this chairman of a football club. He says, "Oh, but we have no problem with discrimination. We have 32 nationalities in our club. We have Turkish, Moroccan, Nigeria, and they all play together and it's no problem, and we have no racism." And then you see the camera move through the canteen and you see only white people. And then if you talk to the people that play, they say, "Yeah, we have a Turkish team and we have a Moroccan team, but the first team is a Dutch team. What you see, there is a lot of good intention, but hardly anybody knows how to deal with it. So how to negotiate this kind of borders, this kind of territory." And for me, that's very fascinating. And I try, especially with the tournament in the Netherlands, to sort of create a structure in which at least some of these groups would try to battle. And I think this idea of the battle is an interesting, I say it, an interesting concept.
Metaphor.
Yeah, interesting metaphor, especially as you think about how the battle developed from Harlem in New York, where first kids fight on the street, then they started to sort of like break dance, but battle, sort of battle competition. And it's also a way to sort of fight with each other, cultural difference, but it's about creativeness, it's about moves, it's about a lot. And it's an interesting metaphor to think about that cultures, at least instead of only presenting each other, maybe should start battling each other on a sort of neutral territory. So,
can you describe a bit, because I know it's a process in your work, not just for these three pieces, but more in general, this in-depth research and then something very participatory?
I think what I always try to do with my work is to research in certain thematics which I'm interested in. And for the last 2 years, this has really been the fact that cultures and subcultures in our society are very much single islands and they do not very much intermingle. And while I do this research, I talk to people, I make a documentary about it. In the Netherlands, we made a radio station for 12 weeks. Each week we broadcasted interviews with people about why they are so territorial, what is winning, what is losing, why some clubs have only white people, other clubs only Turkish or Moroccan people, why they don't intermingle, if they play with each other, do they then actually battle or do they then play, and all these questions. And by doing all these interviews, doing all the research, you also get to know with people, and then you sort of start forming a group or a community. Because I think if you create a platform for people to change ideas and to talk to each other, it is a way to create a community. And in Gorinchem, where we did most of the research, last week we played a very big tournament with all the groups we met and all the people we interviewed. And parts of it is just also in the video. And it became a kind of huge battle of different cultures and subcultures playing games with each other, but also knowing each other for a long time. And I think to make it possible for different forms of imagination to take place, yeah, you engage with them, and by engaging with them you can build a narrative with the people, and then together you can create, in this case, one event where everybody shared each other's ideas. So this is a little bit how I normally try to work, via investigation, interviewing, talking and working with people, trying to open up possibilities to also actually do something together. And then that normally works out. Somebody asked me, why is everybody always really participating in your projects? I do not know. By the end, I mean, this project also 150, 200 people participated. But I think it's also because for a year you work with these people.
You make a relation.
You make a relation. You become part of the community, part of their problematics, part of their stories, and then slowly that evolves. It's also not so finished. I mean, most of the people of Gorinchem are coming here to see how they're part of another event, another battle, and because the biennial is also kind of a battle between cultures.
Well, I was going to come on and ask this. This Dutch pavilion is a platform for various cultures and is obviously really engaging with that question and your work itself. Can you tell me what it means for this work to be here in this context?
I especially choose this work for this context. So I like the way Brian Wolff made the selection, because I think it is very near to my heart, the whole problematics of the fact that we live, for instance, in the Netherlands, in a society that is more and more multicultural, if you want, and then still you have something like a Dutch pavilion or a Dutch football team that only can exist from Dutch footballer when they play the World Cup final. You know, this is really strange. It's interesting that Rijn actually can do this in the biennial, that he says, no, I bring people that are really part of the Dutch culture, and maybe they're not born here, but they are part of it. They're contributing to it. And I think that's very important, that it's, that people can contribute to each other's culture and that there's a sort of openness. And I hope the Dutch Pavilion shows this, that territory games are also a matter of being open enough to be willing to participate and to let in. So.